This is Charles Reynolds. I want to talk to you about how to go for a walk every day and enjoy every step. Now, first of all, let's talk about why you would want to do this and why do you need to enjoy every step. I was an emergency room doctor for 15 years, and during that time, I saw literally several thousand people die from cardiovascular disease. So when I wore out from the emergency room and decided to do what I could to prevent people from being in the emergency room using my background in fitness and internal medicine. The question is, what is the best thing you could do to help someone keep from becoming ill? Okay, when you're in the emergency room, there is no lifestyle change, there's no food, there's nothing that's going to help you except for heavy-duty drugs and perhaps electricity. But years before that visit, there are things that can be done. Also, how do you live, not just preventing death, but how do you live a better life, a healthier life, to enjoy every day as much as you can? What one thing could you do? I mean, there are thousands, perhaps a million different supplements out there, but if you're going to choose the one thing that's going to help the most, what would it be? Let me tell you what I used to tell people. I would say, okay, what if I had, and this is true, what if I had, I used to give people a bottle, an empty bottle, and said, this is a magic bullet. And this is true. If you take this supplement every day, it will do more to prevent heart disease than any medicine on the market. It will make you more intelligent, make your bones stronger, help prevent depression better than psychotherapy, lower your blood pressure, your cholesterol, help prevent stroke, help prevent cancer, and it's free. And all you have to do is take this empty bottle and put it a mile and a half from your house, and every morning wake up and walk a mile and a half, pretend to take a supplement, and then walk back home. And that's been proven. New England Journal, August 1999, they showed that there was a decrease in heart attack of 30 to 40% for people who just walked three times a week for an hour a day or jogged three times a week for 30 minutes. There is no blood pressure or cholesterol medicine on the market or diabetes medicine on the market that approaches that amount. Nothing that does that much. It's just walking, and it's free, and you don't need a prescription. It's actually been proven, and that cardiologist who published the article, was a lady cardiologist, said this is the closest thing, this is a quote, this is the closest thing we have to a magic bullet. There is no other medicine that approaches that. Now, this is a fairly recent discovery. Back in the 1980s, when I was applying to medical school, believe it or not, there was still debate in the New England Journal whether or not aerobic exercise was even good for you or not. You know, it was debated about whether it causes cardiomyopathy or some sort of enlargement of your heart muscle. And then it was, well, so yeah, you should do it. And originally, cardiologists who recommended walking for people with heart disease, they were considered quacks. So, but then it was, yeah, this is good for you, but 20 minutes, two or three times a week is all you need to do. Not so. The most recent evidence that's come out has shown that although 70% of Americans, that's 7 out of 10 adult Americans, are overweight, most of them would not be overweight without any change in their diet if they walked 60 to 90 minutes a day, 7 days a week. And that's the new official government recommendation. If you go to mypyramid.gov, they just recently redid the food pyramid and updated the recommendations. Now the new food pyramid shows a person walking up the side of it because now we know diet alone will not do the trick. Although that's proven and people know it intuitively, because most people have experienced it at least for a short time in their life, very few people are able to keep it up as a long-term habit. What can be done to actually encourage you, to help you actually do it? My experience has been that nobody will do anything every day unless they enjoy it. You know, even professional athletes have an off-season. So I see people who are 50 pounds, 20 pounds, 100 pounds overweight, who go out and try to have this intense aerobic exercise every day. Someone's told them they have to swing their arms a certain way or make their pulse do something, or they have to be out of breath, or they have to do something crazy, and then they go do it, they're unhappy, and then they wonder why they can't do it every day and beat themselves up for not having adequate willpower. It's not necessary. So where did I get this from? And why do I think I have anything to talk about here that I know what I'm talking about? Well, I'm 46 years old. I've been working out almost every day for 30 years since I was 15. Used to work as a trainer at the YMCA. I've treated probably 5,000 people for weight loss. And in the process of coaching people from actually going from literally over 100 pounds overweight, back to being healthy at their normal weight, feeling good, and wanting to walk 3 miles a day. Hopefully, I've picked up a few tips along the way to help you figure out how to decode the process, get the most benefit from the most important thing that you can do, in my opinion, to help you be healthy for the rest of your life.